Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I am looking, as I do every morning, the celebrations of the day. I saw one that I know I like it. I don't know about what you're going to say about it. I'm looking at National Old Maids Day. Yeah, I'm not going to say that I like that one. National Safe Day. What would you do with the National Safe Day? Is it, are we supposed to be safe, or are we supposed to buy a safe, or what are we looking for when we talk about a safe? I guess in this particular situation, they're looking at buying a safe, so I guess that's for some. National Cognac Day. Yeah, we can go with that, or National Cheese Day. Either way, I do like both of those, so we can go with either one of those. Your choice. Checking out the markets this morning as well. We look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Not a whole lot of news out right now. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, most of the markets, they are operating right now off mostly off of technical analysis and geopolitical activities. Sometimes those are the scariest ones of all. When we start looking at geopolitical, you just have no way of knowing what's coming. So you have to be real, real careful when we're dealing in the geopolitical world. But that is where we are right now. And we are looking at the markets down 191 points. I'm sorry, up 191 points. Oil down 73 cents a barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's getting close. It's at 2.917 right now. 2.917 is where we see the U.S. 10-year Treasury. If we go up just a few more ticks, we might see a breakout. Interest rates up, bonds down. It might not be good, but we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get into the Mortgage Minute later on in the broadcast. Checking out what's going on in the news today. Obviously, we are now in the time period. Usually June, it's the time we start seeing the United States Supreme Court coming down with their rulings. I was fascinated to see a 7-2 ruling. Now, we never, or very rarely, do we ever see a 7-2 ruling on anything coming out of the Supreme Court? But they did rule 7-2 this morning that the Colorado baker does not have to bake a cake if he says it's against his, or the baker says against the religious beliefs, to bake a cake or be forced to bake a cake for a gay couple in Colorado. The Supreme Court 7-2 ruled in favor of the baker. I was very, very surprised. You just don't see 7-2 rulings on anything, and that was a bit of a surprise there. Moving along, what else do we see in the news today? Checking out where we got the news at, guys. We're going to look and find that. I think I've got a news briefing right there. Rudy Giuliani in the news this weekend. That was another fascinating story. You just love listening to some of the things that go on in the news, just because all they're trying to do, they're not trying to get things legitimate. They're trying to just stir up more trouble. So on ABC News, they ask Mayor Giuliani if the president has the right to pardon himself. Well, the president comes out and says, what do I need to pardon myself for? I did nothing wrong. So there's obviously an issue there. And the Mayor Giuliani going on the offensive, which is kind of nice. I'm glad to see that they are going a little bit more on the offensive to look and say, you know something, I think we're going to start checking out what's going on in some of these issues. Do we really need to be considering continuing this witch hunt with Robert Mueller? So Mr. Giuliani says, if Mueller attempts to subpoena President Trump, well, we'll just go to court and let the courts decide who's got the right avenue here, who's got the rule of law on their side. Giuliani doesn't seem to miss too many times, being that he's been a prosecutor, he's been an attorney for a long time, did great things as the in New York City. The current mayor is trying to undo almost all of them. But if Mueller tries to subpoena the president, according to Mr. Giuliani, we're going to court. His latest comments come on the heels of the publication of a 20-page confidential letter sent by Trump's lawyers to Mueller, arguing that the president cannot legally obstruct justice in the Russia investigation due to his position as, quote-unquote, chief law enforcement officer. Mueller has requested an interview with Trump, but while the president has said he would be willing to sit down with special counsel, his legal team has advised against it. Trump tweeted 40 minutes before the New York Times broke the news, questioning whether Mueller's team or the Department of Justice was responsible for leaking the letter. Also in the news, Kevin McCarthy, GOP has changed for the better under Trump. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy argued on Sunday that the Republican Party has changed for the better since President Trump took office. The California Republican was reacting to former House Speaker John Boehner saying last week that the Republican Party has given way to the quote-unquote Trump and the GOP is taking a nap somewhere. Interesting. Asked on CNN's State of the Union if he thought the Republican Party was improved over the years, McCarthy replied, "I would think it changed for the better." To make his case, he cited facts including low unemployment numbers under the Trump administration, efforts to rebuild the military, and plans for a historic summit between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to discuss denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Only in California will we hear the opposite. It's amazing that we continue to see that in the U.S., that we're not seeing, or in California, every article that we see coming out for the elections tomorrow is how California needs to fight President Trump. Let's see, fighting because the president lowered taxes, he's got unemployment at record lows, he's got minority unemployment at record lows, wages are up, and we're creating some peaceful situations around the world. Only would Jerry Brown be against all of that. Oh, of course, and Javier Becerra, who also came out with an interesting edict that California employees who want to be reimbursed for state expenses cannot go to about 10 or 12 different states who do not have the same laws as California when it comes to LGBT. Now, I would suggest, and I've said this on some of our social media channels, wouldn't it be fascinating if we do the exact same thing, or if those other states say, you know something, we're not going to allow our people to go to California. Now, I don't know, but I think that the tourism business and the convention business in California is much more significant than maybe Oklahoma. Just saying right there, I don't think California wants to start getting into that battle. Of course, the government of California really doesn't care about business. They don't care about the citizens. It's all about their own ideologies. Moving right along, LeVar Ball has a simple message for NFL players heading into the 2018 season. Does anybody ever listen to LeVar Ball anymore? He's always in the news trying to keep himself relevant. Stand for the national anthem or leave. I tend to agree with that one. The American media and sports personality told TMZ Sports that he believes the Football League has gone too far in creating the new policy requiring players to stand for the national anthem. However, they have the right to do so and enforce it. Therefore, he thinks players should respect that. It's their league, he said Saturday. If you don't want to do it, get out of the league. Or you could go along the way of Colin Kaepernick and be forced out of the league because he's contrary to the benefits. Contrary to the beneficial benefits of what's beneficial for the league and for their business. That's just the issue right there. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said on Saturday that Japan wants to contribute to the success of the U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore, which President Trump said he would go ahead as planned. Japan, quote, is determined to make utmost efforts so that it will be a historic summit that will move forward the nuclear, missile, and abduction issues, quote unquote. Abe was quoted as saying by Kyoto News, Abe has said the North's abduction of Japanese nationals in the 1970s and 80s is one of the most important political agendas for his administration. Abe will hold talks with President Trump at the White House on June 7th before traveling to Canada for the Group of Seven summit on June 8th and 9th, hoping to coordinate their policies ahead of the U.S. president's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Protests took place around the country Saturday with thousands marching across New York's Brooklyn Bridge in a movement against gun violence. The march in New York City was led by the student group Youth Over Guns, call it George Soros probably, which was formed after the Parkland massacre February to call on lawmakers to pass gun control measures. Probably, again, my opinion, another George Soros issue. The May jobs report, great news for everyone except Democrats running for office. Friday's monthly employment report was great news for anyone looking for a job in America, unless you happen to be a Democrat running for Congress. Among the many contentious topics swirling around this year's campaign, none is more important than the perennial issue of employment. Voters who are employed are historically more likely to favor incumbents than those who are out of work. That poses a major challenge for Democrats in 435 House districts and 35 Senate races who are looking to unseat Republican majorities in both chambers. The economy added roughly 223,000 new jobs. The jobless rate. Now, again, I'm not going to be hypocritical here, because I've always told you that the false jobless rate is the one that we hear most often. So it's 3.8% is the fake number. What we want to know is the BLS number for U6. That's the only number that really matters. And when we look at the BLS U6 number, the reason we want that is to really just get us the information on unemployment and underemployment. Unemployment and underemployment. So we're down at 7.6 now. Last year we were at 8.1 was the unemployment, or I'm sorry, 8.4. So we've dropped the real unemployment number, 7.6, dropping very, very nicely. That's the number that you need to really look at to see where we are on a unemployment, because that takes into account unemployment, underemployment, those people that want a full-time job but can only find a part-time job, or those people that can't find any of the above. So that's the real number. Now, I don't want to be hypocritical and tell you that we're looking for one under one administration and another number under another administration. That's not what we're doing. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, the impact of student debt on the millennial mindset. We'll talk about that. How about buy versus rent scenarios? We'll look at that as well. And we're going to also talk about reasons why summer is a great time to buy a home. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for your next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. You just need to give them a call or give me a call, and I'll put you in touch with them. What are the best programs that you want to be really looking at? I'm going to suggest to you the FastPass loan approval, which will find out for you if you're what you're approved for, get you a fully underwritten loan package, and then allow you to go out and make offers same as cash. That's the beauty of it, same as cash offers. So what is happening in the mortgage market this morning? I started sharing this with you a little bit in the opening segment that we are looking at the Fannie or the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It's at 2.92. It went over that magic number just a little bit ago while we've been on air. That's going to be an interesting number to keep track of all day today, because if it keeps going up, there's a lot of room to the upside on the yield, which means bonds down, which has already pushed our 30-year interest rate down 9 basis points. So mortgage rates going up, the 30-year bond rate down 9 basis points. So not good news there. What is the underlying data that we need to be looking at for it? Well, quiet news day, quiet news week. Steve Leisman from CNBC discussed someone we have gone over in the past. The unemployment rate is a good indicator of recessions. So when the unemployment rate hits the low for the cycle, 6 to 8 months later, you end up with a recession. Shared a chart on this. It's hard to determine, though, when we are in the low of the cycle. Very interesting, with 100% correlation, how a recession follows the lowest point of unemployment, and we're likely at least nearby the low in the current cycle. So here's the issue, and I love it when you hear economists come out with these comments, saying every time we get to the very lowest point of the cycle, we see a recession 6 to 8 months later. But how do you know when you're at the lowest of the cycle? Or is it that they correlate with each other? But maybe like right now we're at 3.9. So maybe we're going to go down to 3.5, but it's going to do that in the next 12 months. That means we might be 18 months out from a recession. Maybe it could be next month that we start heading up. Well, then that means we're 6 months out from it, or 6 to 8 months out from it. Maybe it's 2 years. I mean, we've been looking at the numbers dropping since 2010. The numbers have been going down on the employment number. They peaked in 2010, right? So they're heading down now. But I'm looking back early 1970, we had unemployment numbers at about 3.5%. 1955, we had unemployment numbers in the twos. Where are we going this time? Well, we continue to have policies that are promoting more and more employment. Now, we could end up seeing the numbers where we start getting to a point where the numbers are people coming back in, our labor participation rate could start improving. Now, if we start seeing the labor participation rate improving, then we're going to start seeing that's going to be a whole nother story, right? I mean, we start seeing more people coming back into the market. Right now, I think the last number I saw was about 64% participation. That means we've got 36% that are not participating. Why are they not participating? Well, could be that they're retired, legitimate reason. Could be that they're disabled, another legitimate reason. But it could be because it's too lucrative for them to sit on the sidelines. And we've seen certain states recently that have said, you know something, we're going to start putting some requirements on people that are not participating in the labor market. They're going to have to either get drug tested. They might have to go and do community service work. They might have to go to school and show up actually and get retrained for other jobs. So all of these are different items that are out there that could end up affecting that rate. So when we start looking at it and saying that, you know something, we've got recession follows the lowest number or the bottom of the employment number, we just have no idea when that's going to come. It could be this month. It could be 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, 36 months. Who knows how long it is? Then you have to add the 6 to 8 months on top of that. So even though they said that on CNBC, you know, you have to take with a grain of salt what some of these guys say because the report is accurate. But can you do anything? Can you make any money off of that report? Or should you just be ignoring the report altogether and saying, okay, I get it. I understand that there's a correlation there, but you're not telling me when we're going to get to the bottom of that cycle. So I can't do anything with that number. So I'm just going to stay away from it. Just a thought for you. Be careful of what you hear in some of these news broadcasts. Some of these guys are, I guess I shouldn't say anything about my thoughts on some of them because they have to fill time. That's the bottom line. They're trying to fill time, and what are they doing with that? How are they helping you with that information? Just a thought for you right there. Also looking at the concept, and I started sharing this a little bit earlier as well, is what the issue is with our millennials, right? What is the impact of student loan debt on the millennial? National student loan debt in America is at a record high of $1.45 trillion. $1.45 trillion. Yeah, mind-boggling number, and it becomes even more staggering when looked at another way. There are 45 million student loan borrowers in this country, each of whom owes an average of $27,975 in educational debt. Think about that. 45 million student loan borrowers with almost $28,000 in debt. Colossal burden is weighing heavily on the millennial in particular, many of whom report that the debt is having a significant emotional toll, according to a recent study. A joint study from Lend, EDU, and Laurel Road found that 74.3% of those surveyed feel stress related to the student loan debt on a national basis. Do you feel stress based on your student loan debt? In addition, 55.6% admitted that they felt self-conscious or embarrassed by their student loan balance. It should go without saying that living with stress on a daily basis is bad for one's health over the long term. If this describes how you feel, take heart. There are ways to manage both the debt and the negative feelings. Here's what some of the experts have to say on it. Number one, be informed about your repayment options. One of the initial and most important steps to take to address the stress associated with student loan debt is to be informed about your repayment options. If you're struggling to make your monthly payments, there are ways to decrease the amount of money you put toward your student loans each month. Now, this is coming from Brandon Yon, the founder of Student Loan Guys. Jan's top two suggestions include refinancing your loans at a lower interest rate. That's a good one. And keeping the payments repayment term length similar. Or for those with federal student loans, shift them to an income-driven repayment plan. And that's basically if your income will allow for that. It's important to note, however, that income-driven repayment plans only apply to federal loans and could ultimately increase your overall debt, according to Jan. And that's by stretching out the repayments over a longer period of time or increasing the amount of interest you pay. So be cautious, do your homework before choosing that option. Secondly, develop a concrete repayment plan. Numerous experts agree that the simple act of developing a repayment plan can significantly alleviate the emotions tied to student loan debt. So to address this stress, the debt reduction plan itself helps greatly because people see the debt going down month after month, which is very encouraging. And this comes from Christine Lucan, a money coach who is a member of the Financial Therapy Association and author of Money is Emotional. Prevent your heart from hijacking your wallet. That plan should include making paying student loan debt a priority. And many millennials have resigned themselves to the fact that they will always have student loans. Doesn't have to be the case. Does not have to be the case. Many clients tackle high interest credit cards, then use that freed up money to hammer away student loans, no matter what the interest rates are. Financial analyst Doc David Trace of Fit Small Business agrees, noting that he has seen financial clients benefit tremendously by formulating a detailed plan to build out a detailed monthly budget, review it in depth. Knowledge breeds confidence, so understanding more about your finances is the first step to resolving stress over outstanding debt. Change your thoughts. Another technique Lucan uses with clients is asking them to examine their thoughts and language tied to money and write down all the negative ideas they have. The goal of this exercise is to increase awareness surrounding your thoughts and change them to positive. So instead of saying things like, I'll never pay off these student loans, or the balances never seem to go down, change the comments to positive statements to begin with. I'm the kind of person who, or it's normal for me too. For example, I'm the kind of person who always pays extra on my student loans, and they'll be gone in no time, or it's normal for me to be debt-free. Bottom line, thoughts become our reality, so keep the thoughts positive. And don't ignore your debt. Own it and address it. Debt resolution attorney Leslie Tain says that one of the biggest issues people face when it comes to student loan burdens is the lack of control. People feel that their situation is out of control and that can beat you down mentally. You can conquer those feelings by taking control of various levels. For one thing, debt may be embarrassing, but don't ignore it. Mitigate those feelings of embarrassment with the knowledge that you're not alone. I just told you 45 million people are in the same boat. And who's really asking you? When you go out to get dinner with somebody or go to a gym, club, concert, are you comparing student loan debt? Is that what everyone's talking about nowadays? I mean, I would suggest that's probably not on the top of the list. Celebrate the wins along the way. It can be defeating to work month after month, making seemingly tiny dents in an enormous debt. Instead of focusing on the total amount that needs to be repaid, break it down into smaller, more attainable near-term goals. Rather than saying, I can't believe I have $100,000 in student loans to pay off, it'll never happen, focus on something like attainable, like I know I can put at least $5,000 extra towards my student loans this year. Or your goal might simply be to put an extra $100 each month towards student loans. The important takeaway is that when you achieve manageable goals, celebrate the win, not by going into further debt, though. There are lots of free and low-cost ways to treat yourself so you're reminded you can have a life and take care of yourself while paying off that student debt. Self-talk, more important than people realize when paying off debt. If you see yourself as capable and dedicated, you'll show up differently than if you see yourself as a victim or a loser. If you're concerned about your credit, check the credit reports. Check the credit scores. Give us a call at Ron Siegel Radio. We will help you. We'll help you get on a plan. You can talk to some of our people that are associated with the broadcast as well. Always looking to help out. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, reasons why summer is a great time to buy a home. And internships, when is the cost not worth the experience? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home. Just go in there. It's totally free. No advertising. Put in the parameters of what you're looking for, and you'll get an update as to what's happening in the marketplace for you. Text messages right away when something new happens. Four great reasons to consider buying a home today instead of waiting. That would be the summer months. As we are broadcasting right now, early June, CoreLogic's latest home price reports, insights reports that home prices have appreciated by over 7% over the last 12 months. The same report predicts that prices will continue to increase at a rate of 5.2% over the next year. Home values will continue to appreciate for years. Waiting doesn't make any sense. Number two, mortgage interest rates are projected to increase. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey shows that interest rates for the 30-year mortgage have increased by 0.5 percentage point already in 2018 to about 4.5%. Most experts predict that rates will rise over the next 12 months. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the National Association of Realtors are in unison, projecting that rates will increase by nearly a full percentage point by this time next year. An increase in rates will impact your monthly mortgage payment. A year from now, your housing expense will increase if a mortgage is necessary to buy that next home. Third, either way, you are paying a mortgage. There are some renters who have not yet purchased a home because they're uncomfortable taking on the obligations of a mortgage. Everyone should realize that unless you're living with your parents rent-free, you're paying a mortgage, either yours or your landlord's. As an owner, your mortgage payment is a form of forced savings that allows you to have equity in your home that you can tap into later in life. As a renter, you guarantee your landlord is the person with that equity. Are you ready to put your housing cost to work for you? Number four, it's time to move on with your life. The cost of a home is determined by two major components, the price of the home and the current mortgage rate. It appears that both are on the rise. What if they weren't? Would you wait? Look at the actual reason you're buying and decide if it's worth waiting. Whether you want to have a great place for your children to grow up, you want your family to be safer, or you just want to have control over renovations, maybe now is the time to buy. If the right thing for you and your family is to purchase a home this year, buying sooner rather than later could lead to substantial savings. Share that with you on a regular basis, and it's always been the case. Look at this one. I just did this rent versus own analysis. And it's something that's relatively, you know, we do it all the time for people. Buying a $450,000 home versus renting at $2,500 a month in Orange County, California. So if we look at 9 years, I'm using 9 years because that's our holding time right now for property, selling a piece of property. Well, the first year by buying, you're going to be saving just a little bit of money. You're saving $29 a month, assuming a 4.75% interest rate. And I told you the Freddie Mac rate is a little bit lower than that. Most people are not going to qualify for the Freddie Mac rate. But in order to save some of the legalities, we use that number. So the APR on that is 4.77. So if we look at it, when you talk about the monthly principal and interest, property taxes, insurance, maintenance, repairs, you name it. We try and put everything in there. You're looking at $2,500 a month. Well, renting right now is $2,500. It's $2,502 is the buy price, $2,502. So renting at $2,500 a month, you're still going to have about $30 in renter's insurance, right? By the time you get to year nine, you're at $3,400 a month on that rent just by going with a 3.9% annual increase, 3.9%. So your rent is up to $3,400. Your buy price is still at $2,502. You've saved $49,000 is the cash flow benefit, $49,272. Now, if we go with, again, we're just using some basic numbers, the amortization gain, you're going to have $60,000 or almost $61,000 just by paying down that amortization. So that's added to your net worth, because it's savings for you. Appreciation gain, assuming the 43-year average for Orange County, 5.08%, the appreciation gain is $252,899. Now, yeah, if you go to sell at that time, probably looking at about $42,000 in selling expenses. We look at standard deductions, 22%, tax back benefits, the whole nine yards. The net gain by buying the house, ready for this, $311,885. $311,885. That's when we take in the initial closing costs. We're looking at the cash flow difference, the cost differences, the cost to sell, appreciation gain, amortization gain, tax benefits. We didn't even put any in there. So look at that, $311,000 in the next 9 years on a $450,000 purchase. Where else are you going to put your money to get that kind of a benefit for you and your family? That's the issues. And that's why I tell you, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Get out there and buy that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will chat about impact of student, well, we already did that, internships. When is the cost not worth the benefits or the experience? I talk about some spring savings tips. Got the new home buyer and home seller guides. We're going to release them later this week, so make sure you are looking at those new home buyer and home seller guides. They're coming out. We've also got this seminar coming up. Todd Halterman is going to come in and show you how you can save maybe $50,000 on your taxes. It's a very simple process. Doesn't cost a whole lot of money. But if you make $300,000 a year, $50,000 might be meaningful to you to save on taxes. If you're making $150,000 a year, he'll show you how you can probably save maybe $10,000 or $15,000 on your taxes. So make sure you check in with us on that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866. 775.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Late credit card payments, that is the item. They have consequences. Late credit card payments, both short-term and long-term lasting consequences. You should avoid missing your payment due date, as it could result in financial penalties and damage to your credit for years to come. Four potential consequences of a late credit card payment. Number one are late fees. Most credit card companies will slap you with a late fee, often on the very day your bill becomes past due. Different cards have different fees. Some vary based on the statement balance, while others will charge a flat fee for every late payment. You'll need to check your credit card's terms and conditions for the exact amount, but $37 seems to be about the normal amount. Steep penalty, but some credit cards will forgive your first late payment. If you're worried about multiple late fees, you might want to consider a card like the Citi Simplicity, which forgoes them completely. So what are these? Some of the issues? Secondly, I guess we better go into it. Some credit cards will charge a penalty annual percentage rate when you fail to make your minimum payment by the due date. You could wind up with an outlandish interest rate. Some cards will impose up to a 29.99% APR on your current statement balance, and or future transactions when you pay late. After some time, your credit card company may lower your penalty APR, but they're not obligated to do so. Check your card's terms and conditions to see if there is a penalty APR for late payments. Number three, late payments on your credit report. Once your payment is 30 days late, it'll show up as a late payment on your credit report, where it can stay for up to 7 years. Late payments on your credit report are visible to creditors who pull your credit, and they also drag down your score. Doesn't mean you should throw up your hands and refuse to pay if your payment is over 30 days late. In fact, the longer you wait, the greater the damage to your credit score. Four, lower credit score. A single late payment can cause your credit score to plummet, especially if you had strong credit beforehand. But if you act quickly and pay now, you may be able to prevent serious damage. The later your payment is, the worse it gets. At 30 days past due, a late payment can land on your credit report and lower your score, but it shouldn't cause long-term damage. At 60 days past due, a late payment can cause your credit score to further drop, but over time, your score will recover. After 90 days, your credit score could significantly be damaged for up to 7 years, after which it'll drop off your credit report. After 120 days, your debt could be charged off or sold to creditors, which will trigger even more damage to your credit score. Consequences of a late payment. If you want to know the penalties for late payments, check your credit card's terms and conditions. If they impose late fees or penalty APRs, you should call them in the event of a late payment. You may be able to convince them to drop these penalties if your late payment is an isolated incident and you have a long history of responsible card use. As for your credit, a late payment could damage your credit score for up to 7 years. Over time, the effects of a single late payment will lessen, and you can avoid major damage if you settle up before your payment becomes 90 days late. The good news, after 7 years, the late payment will disappear from your credit report. And as I've shared with you in the past, here's the issue. Make sure that you set up. Go in there. It's very, very simple. Go in and set up an automatic payment with your bank. Almost every bank, I don't know of any banks now that don't have an automated bill pay service. Go in there, set up a auto pay so that you always have a payment going into the bank. If you're always having a payment right before the due date, if something happens, you get hit by a bus, you win the lottery and go on vacation for the next 6 months before you do anything else at all. The whole idea there is you've got an automated payment going in so you don't have these late payment problems. I suggest that just for convenience, right? I mean, that way if you might get sick, you know, you might have a skiing accident. Again, you might be on vacation, whatever, you forget. Doesn't matter what the excuse is. If it's automated, you don't have to worry about it. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. And being that we're talking about our young people, we're talking about our millennials today. Internships, when is the cost not worth the experience? Summer's right around the corner, and many college students who see graduation looming on the horizon use the break from school as a time to take an internship in their field. While internships offer valuable real-world experience and have seemed to become almost mandatory in many fields, internships often provide very little pay or in some cases no pay at all. How do you answer the question then if the benefits of taking an internship are worth the cost? The drawbacks of the internship, first and foremost, not all college students can afford to take a low-paying or unpaid internship, making it almost a privilege to even apply for one of these positions and then not get paid. Past that, if you accept an internship, particularly right after graduation, you'll likely not be putting money towards paying off your student loans, asking for deferment or forbearance, which delays the repayment process and can add interest. Future employers could also use low-paying or unpaid internships against you in salary negotiations once you land a full-time job. So be careful when disclosing previous salary information. And remember, in California, there are new laws that address that. I'm not the lawyer, so I don't have those. But if you want the whole article, give me a call at 800-306-1990. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.